And welcome, everybody. This is Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Baruj. I've got a good show for you today. I've got Brent Allen. He is the CEO and owner of AppKey Cloud. And, you know, he's going to tell a little bit about that. But before we start there, I do want to wish all of you a happy new year. This is the first show I'm doing in the new year. And I know that 2022 will be better than 2021 and 2020 for that matter. I can guarantee it. How about that? I'm going in there and putting my neck out on the line. Brent, great to have you on the show. How are you today?
Hey, Jack. Great to be here. Thank you.
You know, I hope you agree with that. I hope 2022 could be a lot better than 2021 or 2020. It's been,
these last couple years have been insane.
I'll just tell you. But tell us a little bit about what you're doing with AppKey Cloud. You've got this amazing company that's, you know, that I've heard about, and I don't know if enough people have heard about it. Talk to us about it. Tell people what you are doing, what you guys are, and let's go from there.
Okay. Well, you've been in the managed services game and IT game for a long time, Jack, and excited to kind of narrow our focus down a little bit. You know, I grew up in the world of MSPs long before being an MSP was cool, or the term was even coined. So setting my age there a little bit. But
for all of us that are immigrants to technology, MSP,
managed services provider.
There you go. Every now and then, especially when we throw, I have my wife listen to these shows, by the way. And when somebody throws around initials, she goes, "Would you please explain what that means?"
And it's it's an IT thing. I think the military and IT folks together, you know, we talk in acronyms all the time, you know, and you forget that people, you know, they don't know what it means. So
yeah, no. Go right ahead, Brent. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I got out of the actual providing services game and actually went more on the vendor side. And that's really what AppKey does. We facilitate MSPs out there with various technologies. One of them being all things Microsoft. So have the ability to resell and help our customers with their Microsoft licensing. But what we're here to talk to today really is about cybersecurity. And a very, very specific niche of cybersecurity, which is all around passwords.
Yeah, talk about that, because that's certainly really where I think right now, I think the entire world is struggling with that.
It's the biggest vulnerability out there. So think about, you know, one of the things that I try to tell people to think about is you're out there and you're going to build this big fort, right? So think medieval fort. You're going to build this big fort. You're going to put a moat around it, and you're going to build big walls, and you're going to put an army back there. And you got this big, massive iron gate in the front that you can roll up and everything like that. And then you're going to walk around your village, and you're going to pick the absolutely least qualified person in the whole village. And that's who you're going to give the keys to.
Wow.
To this fortress. And it's essentially what we're doing with our enterprise when we basically put password and password hygiene on our employees. We're basically going on to our employees and saying, look, the keys to the you guys now control the keys of the kingdom. We want you to maintain password hygiene, which means changing your password and having it go into a certain, you know, amount of characters and special characters and whatever, however IT sets it up. We're going to give you all these parameters that you have to do, and then we're going to expect you to do that, right? And if you don't, well, then people can get in. So the bad guys know this. They're like, hey, you don't want to do this because as a user, you don't want to remember all the various passwords. You don't want to change it every month or every 6 or every 3 months or whatever IT tells you. And so you're going to make it as easy as you can for you to remember to get in, which is the exact opposite of what the IT department wants you to do.
I'm as guilty as anybody, just only because we're talking about that.
Sure.
I used to do that very thing. And I would just change them month to month. I go January, February, March. Yeah. I change them like that just to keep it real simple for myself, never even thinking that I'm allowing somebody to backdoor me here by getting into our system. And who knows what havoc they would have wrecked if they had done.
Right. So what you have is, you know, you've given the security to the least qualified person to maintain that security and bring them in. And then you've made it really complex for me to maintain it. So I'm going to forget those as a user. I'm going to forget those passwords. I'm going to call into the help desk. I need to reset my password. I can't get in. So a good 60, 70% of your help desk calls are related to some sort of password issue. So you've caused, you've done two things with passwords. You've opened up a big vulnerability to the bad guys, and then you've increased the load on your help desk for something that's mundane as resetting passwords. So along the lines, people came along with it and said, you know, there's got to be a better way to do this. Let's take the onus off of the employees. Let's take passwords out of the equation. So the bottom line, somebody explained it to me like this: if passwords are a crap sandwich, and you add all these other things like MFA and all these other things on top of it, at the end of the day, you still have a bad sandwich, right? You know, you're not addressing the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is passwords. Get rid of them, which is essentially what our technology does. So our technology gets rid of it. So now you've got to remember your username. All right. So it's Brent_Allen is my username. That's all I put in. At that point, our system kicks in. There's an application on some device. So again, you know, from a security perspective, something you know, something you have, right? So it goes to my phone. It could go to your iPad. It could go to wherever you want it to go. And basically the app on my phone says, hey, somebody's trying to log in. Is that you? Yep, it's me. And then my phone says, prove it. Prove you're you. And in whatever way I have it set up on my phone, whether it's biometric, thumbprint, my personal passcode going into my phone, all that authenticates that I am me. I'm in possession of a device that's a known device, and I have proven that I'm me. And boom, you're in.
I like that. You know what? That is an amazing. I got to tell you right now. Is this unique, Brent? I mean, are there people?
Yeah, it is. It's unique in that there are other people that are talking about having. I mean, passwordless is going to be the way to go, and there are other people going, I don't know of any other company out there that is really that we've seen work in all environments. And I can send links over to whoever's interested in showing it linked within a Citrix environment, within an Apple environment, within a Microsoft environment. That it works across the board.
So right now we see these enclosed. So if I go to my bank, for example, you know, they've got the app. That's a closed environment we're using. Is basically what we're talking about there. And what you're doing is you're opening that world up to the small guy in many ways.
Correct. And the company, the technology that we're using has not been available to the 1, 2, 10, 50 person company. They've been in the enterprise space. So if you weren't 1,000 seats or better, you weren't going to get access to this technology. And me and my partners, and I'm not a technology guy, so when I say me, I mean just me from a sales perspective, but the people that we work with have come up with a way to make this a multi-tenant environment. So I can sell you one license, I can sell you 10 licenses, and it's on a month-to-month basis. And we literally are the only people in the country licensed to do this.
This is very, very cool stuff, Brent. I got to tell you, I'm amazed by it. Let me ask you, this world that you're dealing in, you're deep in it. I mean, neck deep in it. You know, how dynamic is it? Is it changing all the time? I mean, are we going to see new iterations of AppKey Cloud? And if so, how often? It just seems like there's something new every day.
That's a great question. So you need to think about it. You need to back up your thinking and think in terms of cybersecurity, in terms of defense and offense, right? Unfortunately, all of us on the enterprise side, all of us that have companies, we're in defense. We're building those castles. And the bad guy, which is inherently a static defense. And what you have is you have the bad guys, they're on offense. So that's a dynamic offense. So it's a long way of saying that this change is going to be constant because you're constantly adapting to new threats. We shut the door on what we've got to do right now is we've got to shut the door on the easy stuff. And passwords is an easy one. So bad guys are inherently lazy. They're going to find the easiest way to get into our enterprises to get what it is they want to get, you know, whatever they want, whether they want to steal from us or get data or information or control. We need to shut that down. The big gaping hole in security right now is around passwords. So if we get rid of that, we've made it much, much harder. It won't go away. They're just going to have to find a different way to get in. But we've taken the easy routes out.
Hey, just don't make it easy for the criminals, is what you're saying. Hey, look, if they're going to rob the bank, let them earn it. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, you have a home security system. What's the value of a home security system? Probably the sign on the yard that says you have a home security system.
Right.
Right. Because the bad guys are going to go, well, okay, that one's protected and that one's not. Let's go to the one that's not.
And somebody who's a good criminal figures out a way around that security system if indeed there is something to steal in that house, all right?
They get into the NSA. If the bad guys want to get in, they're going to figure out a way to get in. But if you make it really hard for them, they're going to go and they're going to continue to move on to the people that haven't made it hard for them.
That's right. They're going to go to the path of least resistance. I like that. You're absolutely right. Hey, real quick, how has the pandemic changed everything you guys are doing at AppKey Cloud?
It's made it harder because with the completely distributed workforces out there, and it's another reason why I think our technology is so key. It's made it harder because people are now working from home consistently and you've got bandwidth problems. You've got, there's all kinds of different entryways in. People are on their own personal devices, which may not be as protected as well because they're not operating within the corporate environment. Those kinds of things. So I think it's made it more challenging from a security standpoint. I'm sure there are IT organizations that would be listening to this right now that would tell you how hard it is to maintain, you know, 100 employees in 100 different locations rather than 100 employees in one location.
Brent, I mean, simply put, is corporate America more vulnerable now? I mean, because of the remote work, you know, type of hybrid situation that we're seeing?
Nothing to back that up scientifically that I could say, but I don't know how it couldn't be, if that makes more sense. Now, on the other hand, it has forced a lot of things to go from enterprise into the cloud. And the cloud is inherently going to be more secure because most of the applications where the actual work is being done are residing in secure data centers. And data centers are going to be, you know, way more secure than most on-prem solutions, just because you can't spend that kind of money as a corporation to secure it. So I think there's a give and get there.
It's funny that it used to be the other way around back in the old days, if you remember correctly, having something on-prem, you know, you felt so much more secure about it than having it up in the cloud. Now it's completely the opposite, feel much more, I feel much better having secure records up in that Amazon cloud, if need be, you know what I mean, or a Microsoft cloud than I do, you know, at the Azure level than I do having it on-prem, because I feel
right, like— Right, because you know it's been backed up three different ways, right?
That's right, so exactly right.
You can be recovered.
Look, we got another 90 seconds or here before I got to finish up. Where do you see not only, you know, AppKey Cloud, but this whole world that you're talking about in 5 or 10 years? I mean, how fast is this business moving?
It's like it's lightning fast. I mean, when you start thinking about what's happening with Meta and some of the other things, the metaverse and where that's going, you know, with AI and where that's going, the changes for us old guys, it's really hard to keep up with. The amount of data that's being consumed now by younger generations to make decisions is incredible. So it's going to come. I think everything's going to become smaller and faster and more integrated, maybe a little more intrusive. So the pace of change is incredible.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. It's probably a great place to leave off right there. You can see it coming. It's right there around the corner. You know what I mean? We're between all the data being created and everything else. But anyway, Brent Allen, folks, again, he is the CEO and owner of AppKey Cloud. It is an amazing company. Do yourselves a favor, especially if you are an owner of a business, and check it out, because it's something that can definitely help you. This is Cloud Sense. You've been listening to. I am Jack Barugin. We'll be talking to you soon.